Hello.
Hi, is this Ian?
Yeah.
Good to speak with you, Mr. Probst. This is Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. Happy Friday. How's your day going?
Pretty good.
Oh, good, good, good. So I did want to talk to you. I mean, obviously, you and I spoke before, and then you spoke with Tina. So we did have your client interview rescheduled with Catherine. That's the one that I escalated to the supervisor of that department so she can kind of walk you through things and make you kind of feel comfortable with the entire process.
You told me that it was going to be Catherine or somebody, and then I get on the phone with one person and somebody else would call me.
Albert called you. Catherine.
Yeah, it wasn't who I thought it was.
Yeah.
And, I want to cancel and get a refund.
Because the person that called you back wasn't Catherine. She did try to call you.
And all the complaints I've seen on the, Bureau of, I've seen on the internet, my girlfriend was telling me. All the, you guys have like, so, there's so many complaints on there with you guys.
We also have over 1,000 Google reviews as well and over 700 five-star reviews from actual clients that have used our service. So you would be in good hands. I know that Tina was able to.
You as well, man.
You know, Tina was able to extend that first month. You'd have 6 weeks, a month and a half for us to get everything started for you. I mean, honestly, that puts us below our operating costs, but we are still looking for the opportunity to earn your business.
I mean, could you explain to me why, ever since I got off the phone with that one lady after I talked to you after my first client interview and she tried to set me up, I've been getting nonstop calls from the Bureau of Business or like the verification thing.
I don't think that has anything to do with us. I mean, I think it's just a...
I mean, I've been with Angie's List for like 2 weeks. I've done Angie's List. I started setting up Angie's List like 2 weeks ago, and I never got any calls. And I've been getting leads and stuff from them, and I've never got any calls until I set it up that night. It literally happened right after I got off the phone with her.
Right. I mean, it has to be a coincidence because it's nothing that we did. I mean, we have initiated the process of getting you PIN verified with Google, but we haven't reached out to you. Not for that specifically, because that process has to run through Google headquarters and it takes a little bit of time. You know, we did set up the question and answer, your first pet's name, Nala, and anyone who would call you regarding your online presence would need to know that or they would have nothing at all to do with us. We don't sell your information to third parties. Of course, that would be against Google guidelines and it wouldn't make sense for us to do that either. But I did see in the notes that you got a call or multiple calls from people asking you to verify your Google listing. I get those calls myself. I get voicemails. I get voicemails every month or so from someone telling me I need to verify my Google business listing. I don't own a business. So, I mean, those are just kind of scammy calls trying to get information from you. But obviously that's not coming from us, you know. And I know that Catherine was the one that was going to call you back. She does have in the notes that she called you. You hung up on that first one, and then she wasn't able to reach you. So she did reschedule that follow-up call. And, I mean, I guess it went to Albert, who was available at that time. I mean, the manager of that department is Caesar, and he would actually make this call directly to you. And then from that point, you could, definitely be in good hands with us. We have been, Abraham actually is our, kind of our specialist for businesses that want to be treated with that next level of care, and I could expedite this process to have Abraham even do the client interview. He's not the supervisor of that department, that's Caesar, but Abraham is our specialist for our clients that need a little bit more information or a finer hand, I mean, a little bit more attention to detail. In fact, some of our clients that spend a lot of money with us work with Abraham, so he's very used to speaking with clients that definitely want to be made comfortable with our service. I could actually even see if Abraham would do your client interview, and you'd be in really good hands with us, especially with Abraham. He's he's as knowledgeable as any of the managers in the entire company, and he definitely would take really good care of you. You know, from that point on, you shouldn't be getting any phone calls from us. I mean, unless it's our client interview first touch that we do 2 weeks in just to make sure that everything's fine. And from that point on, if it was agreeable to you, it would be Abraham that would be speaking with you. I know he's able to kind of reassure a lot of clients. I can tell you for sure, I get what you're saying. You know, I've been with the company myself for 11 years. The hardest part of my job are all of these companies coming out of the woodwork. They claim to be Google. They make these phone calls. They kind of, you know, give misinformation, and a lot of our clients don't know what to believe anymore. We do have, like I said, over 1,000 Google reviews. Most of those reviews are 5-star reviews. The clients that use the service keep the service long term. Of course, we've got reviews from people complaining that we called them and they didn't like the call. We got a review the other day from someone who was mistaking us for somebody else. In fact, it's a similar situation to what you have.
Hold on 1 second. Let me put my AirPods in so I can keep working here.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. And I appreciate that.
All right, hello.
So one of our most recent reviews is from somebody who confused us with somebody else. He got a call from one of our mapping coordinators offering the service, but he had already gotten a call or two from someone saying that they were going to charge him $5 to verify his Google listing or something like that. So clearly not related at all to what we do, but he kind of linked them together. So we do have some reviews from people that are upset that they got a phone call, upset that they got several phone calls. And a lot of people say, they keep calling me. But in our notes, you know, we've never called them except for that one time. So sometimes people leave a review for the wrong reasons, you know. But I do know that we've got hundreds of reviews from satisfied clients. I've been with the company myself long enough to know that I've got clients that have been with me for years, and they love the service. I mean, Tina has already given you an extra 2 weeks, so your next payment would not even be scheduled until November 29th. You know, so that gives us plenty of time to get everything started, even get your phone ringing before you'd have to make another payment. And then, you know, obviously our job is to keep you satisfied, keep your phone ringing. I can, like I said, have Abraham give you a phone call. He would definitely make you feel comfortable that we're not a scam, kind of let you know exactly the nature of our service. And if you're getting calls from something outside the realm of our scope, then obviously that wouldn't be us. I mean, you do have a business that's listed online for people to find. So, you know, obviously you might get those types of phone calls moving forward.
I mean, let me ask you this, a little personal question here, just because I want to, you know, get to know you a little better.
I don't mind.
Do you have kids?
I do. I have 3 kids. Yeah. 14,
all right.
16,
well,
and 19.
Well, me at 20 years old now, I have a kid on the way. And,
well, congratulations.
You know, part of this is, you know, I'm trying to get myself out there a little bit more, trying to get more work.
I understand that.
Make more money for myself. So
yeah.
I don't want to spend a bunch of money and then get fucked over or anything
I understand
like that.
It. I completely understand it. I mean, definitely, you know, and congratulations on your child on the way. Like I said, my children are grown. I'm not in my 20s anymore, but I remember being a young man, and I remember being a young father and wanting to provide for my family. Even now, as they're grown, they still have needs, and I have to, you know, make sure that my kids are well taken care of. It's why I do what I do, and it's actually why I'm so passionate about this particular job, because it helps people. You know, like I said, I've got clients that have been with me almost as long as I've been with the company, and that's 11 years. As a company, we've got clients that have been with us longer than I have, 10, 12, 15 years. I mean, nobody cancels on profit, and of course, nobody would stay with us if the service didn't work. I mean, we're not looking to take your money and run. I mean, you know, obviously, I was able to reduce the cost of that service and still include all of the services. And with Tina giving you, you know,
that's why I figured it, you know, there was nothing wrong with what I was doing when I originally did it, because
Yeah, of course. No, and the rest of it's just kind of a little bit of a confusing situation where you're getting phone calls not related to our services at all. Just the timing of it. I mean, it has to be a coincidence because, you know, obviously, you know, we're not trying to call you to verify your Google listing at this point. We may not need to call you, although if we do, like I said before, when I talked to you, you know, we would have Google on the line speaking with you. You'd be speaking with us. First of all, you would know it's us. And your security question is on file for a good reason. It is there for your protection. If people can't tell you the name of your first pet, then they're not calling from us, and it wouldn't be directly related to the work that we're doing to get you on that first page. This is your livelihood. You are, you know, looking to grow your family, to grow your business. We would love to be part of that. We just have to have the opportunity to get it going for you. There's not a whole lot beyond your client interview. After that, we get your phone ringing, you answer the phone.
I mean, the main thing, like, Brooks excavating, you know, it might become a very real thing one day. But as of right now, I'm just trying to get work to get more, because my dad has excavators and stuff like that, so... Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Get more work for them. He's into landscaping, and I'm trying to get us out of the landscaping.
Right, and that's kind of what we were talking about before. I mean, you know, obviously you do still work through your dad. You sometimes bill even your jobs through your dad and things like that. But you are trying to branch out. You're trying to make, you know, Brooks Excavating your own company, and, you know, not sever all ties with your dad or with his landscaping business, of course, but to get that steady stream of calls coming directly to you. And, you know, obviously being on that first page of Google is something that's going to benefit your company. It's something that we're well versed in. We've been doing this, like I said, since 2004. You know, a lot of companies that are calling you are just a couple of guys in a basement or a firm overseas or, you know, some startup company that's been around for a year or less. But we have a track record. I mean, we were in business almost 11 years when Google started their partnership program. They recognized our experience and our expertise, a track record of putting and keeping businesses on that first page of Google, managing Google Ads, managing Facebook Ads. We were actually one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. And I think on our original call, I did walk you through our pricing page, and I showed you our badge of authenticity provided to us by Google. So it's very easy to see on Google's website that we are a Google partner. We're pretty proud of that. The last time Google came to our offices, and of course now everything is remote, but we do still meet virtually, but before the pandemic, they came to our office and we had a big meeting, and they were really excited. They kind of sang our praises a little bit as one of their preferred partners because of our experience, because of our professionalism. So, you know, if Google trusts us to help small and medium-sized businesses, all I'm really asking for you is for like 1% of your faith and trust in that first week, you know, that first month to get your phone ringing and earn your business. Like I said, I'd be happy to have Abraham call you, and he would be the person that you speak with. He is extremely knowledgeable. He's our most experienced agent, and he wears many hats. So he works with everybody. So he's really kind of connected. He's tied into everything that goes on. He's got his finger on the pulse of our entire company, and he is kind of a liaison for all of our clients that need a little bit of a white glove treatment, you know, a little bit of an expanded customer service experience. I would be more than happy, just kind of given the rocky start that we've been off to have Abraham be the guy that calls you back. You know, he is, like I said, not technically one of our client interview technicians, but he's so versed in all of what we do that he would be able to do your client interview, whereas, you know, Catherine is one of our best client interview technicians. That's kind of what she specializes in, although she does do a few other things too. I mean, like I said, your next payment with Tina's approval is November 29th, so, I mean, it's 6 weeks from now.
I mean, I'll go through the whole client interview. I'll do all that. We'll see how it goes. See if, you know, I'm actually getting calls from that, maybe. And if it's a lot simpler than the Angie's League bullshit, then.
It's a whole different beast. It's way different than Angie's. I know you're pretty new to that. But
it's not like there's an app or anything. It's just literally people call me. There's not like I have to pay for people just call me.
That's exactly it, and it's what every business owner wants. You know, they want more jobs, but I think most business owners prefer direct phone calls. You know, they don't want to pay for a lead. They don't want to try and chase down someone that their competitors might be chasing down. And I mean, in the 11 years that I've been with the company, you go back to the beginning, it was called Service Magic. And then for a very long time, it was Home Advisor. And then, of course, Home Advisor and Angie's merged, and now it's kind of Home Advisor powered by Angie. I really think it's Angie powered by Home Advisor, because everything is still on that Home Advisor platform. But I've spoken with dozens of business owners over those many, many years, and most of them do say that it's a lot of work to try and get work. They try to call it as soon as they get that lead, and sometimes that person was already contacted by a competitor that got the lead the day before. So, you know, you will run into that. You know, it's not a bad lead service, because it's good at getting you leads. It's just the nature of that lead service, where it's a shared lead system. It may be hit or miss for you. I hope it does get you jobs. If you continue to use it, that's fine. It doesn't conflict with this at all.
I've gotten probably like 10 or 12, maybe not 10 yet, but I've gotten a good amount of leads, but none of them have hit yet. It's everybody,
right.
every single one of the people I've talked to, it's somebody else has gotten to it before.
Yeah, I mean, that will happen. And even if you contact them ahead of time, you know, you're the first person to call them. A lot of times they say, well, you know, I'm still expecting another phone call. I mean, everybody remembers the ads for Home Advisor. It's, you know, get the free quote for the job you need. You determine what contractors call you. And most people use that service because they know they'll get multiple bids. Most people are looking for the cheapest guy. Some of them are just looking for estimates to try and budget for a project down the line and not even hire anybody. So you will run into those things. I do hope you get your money's worth and get some jobs out of it. I actually hope it does quite well for you. I do have clients that have success with the lead service, whether it's the one that you've got or like Thumbtack or something like that. But like I said, most of my clients do prefer to get their phone ringing directly, and once we do that, they scale back on those leads. So whether you end up keeping Angie or not, this would be something that's going to help your company. Now, when did you want us to reschedule your phone call? Would you be available for today? We could do 4 or, let's see, no time for 4. We could do 5 or 6 if that works out for you.
Possibly 6. Could it be like closer to like 6:30? Could it be on like the later end of 6?
I could push that. Yeah, it's 6 to 7 anyway for a half hour phone call, and it is just a little bit of extra window. But I will put in the notes here. You want it closer to 6:30?
Yeah, and I wake up at 5:30 in the morning. I get to the shop at 6. I work for my dad until 4, and then I do my own stuff.
Wow.
30, and
wow.
I do my own stuff until 7 o'clock usually, so.
Yeah, right. Your day is full, absolutely. Well, I think you're going to like this, because I know that with Angie's, you know, it's a lot of time and it's a lot of energy spent chasing those leads down, and your plate is full already, right? So this is going to be a lot easier for you, because your phone's going to ring, and all you do is answer the phone, and someone says, hey, you know, I saw your website, looks like you're doing this, that's exactly what I need. And you know, that's what you want, instead of calling someone that might not answer the phone or might get mad that you called or might say, hey, you know, someone beat you to it and I've already scheduled it with your competitor. You know, like I said, I do hope you do get some jobs from Angie's, but I think you're going to like this. I'll put it in the notes for that conversation, that follow-up call, to be closer to 6:30. I will see if we can get Abraham to make that phone call. If not, I'm pretty sure I could get Catherine available. It looks like, thankfully, today there's just 2 client interviews scheduled out of 4, so they can shuffle things around. Even if one of those 2 was Catherine's, I think she could make herself available, but I'm actually going to ask for Abraham to make that phone call.
Okay. I mean, Catherine or Abraham is fine. I mean, either one of those 2. It doesn't bother me any.
Okay.
It's just I want it to be one of the people that was said was going to call me. I think I was doing something when Catherine called. Somebody called me, and then I was like, I mentioned something. I was just pissed off that couldn't deal with it right then and there. So
I gotcha.
And
okay.
And it's hard to determine whether or not I'm getting a call from, if it's going to be a scam, if it's going to be from you guys, if it's from Angie's List, if it's from
right,
if it's for somebody actually looking for work or whatever it is.
So it should be either the 877 number, the toll free 877-635-6225, or possibly a 951 number, which ends in 4111. But it would be one of those numbers that we're calling out from. And then again, like I said, just real quick, just say, hey, you know, I've got a security question. What's the question? What's the answer? And they'd say, okay, give me 1 second. They'd have to click over on the other screen, and it's just right there. They scroll down to the middle of that one screen. They don't have to open anything up. It says your first pet's name, Nala. So, I mean, obviously, if they can't give you that information within 30 seconds, then don't even entertain that phone call. But both Abraham and Catherine have that information when they're in your account, and I will make that request that one of them will call you back at close to 6:30.
Okay. Yep, that would work for me.
All right, Ian. I appreciate you. Congratulations again. Do you know the gender?
Yeah, I'm going to be a girl. So.
It is. That's beautiful. My first and second are daughters, and then my last one was a boy. We originally thought we might only have two, but then, you know, I guess my wife maybe wanted a son even more than I did, because I was so happy to be a dad anyway. I wasn't one of those guys that was like, we got to keep trying until I have a boy, you know. But man, I tell you, my oldest, she's the athlete, really. You know, she's the one that hits the gym with me and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. But congratulations, that's pretty exciting. Like I said, it'll be Catherine or Abraham giving you that call around 6:30. We'll try to push it as late as we can.
All right, perfect. Thank you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
Yep, you as well. Bye.
Bye-bye.